You and Grant for breakfast.
Triple M. This weekend, Moto Classica is taking place in the Limestone Coast. Now, yesterday I talked to Tali Teekle a little bit about it, but I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, and I've got him on the line. Ty, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Ty, how did the idea of Mount Gambier's Moto Classica come about?
Well, I think I've got a common interest in motorcycles with a lot of other people in the area. I wanted to do a Cancer Council fundraiser because it obviously affects a lot of people across the region, and we've obviously lost some of our old stages to cancer. So I decided that why not combine historic and classic motorcycles with a Cancer Council fundraiser and come up with the event. And I proposed it to Tali and City Council, and they backed it from day one, and that was the real crux of the event. To be able to get that venue in City Hall has basically determined whether I proceeded with the event or not. So they've been supporting it since day one and waiving a fairly substantial fee that it would cost to normally rent that space.
Mm.
So once I got the go-ahead from them, it was give it a go, see how we went the first year, make some adjustments, and we're just gradually improving it as we go along.
Ty, how much money have you guys managed to raise in the last 4 years that the event's been going?
$10,430 so far.
Bloody hell, how cool is that?
Yeah, we're actually quite surprised. We've got a couple of pretty good sponsors, but the majority of the sponsorship money that we raise prior to the event goes to pay things like public liability insurance. We pay a small fee to council to hire the venue because they've got to do some alterations. So generally speaking, the vast majority of that money comes from people through the door and the entry fee from the entrance, which is only $10. So it's not a large sum of money for the entrance, and it's only $5 to get in the door. So there's not many events you can go to these days that only cost $5 to go and have a look.
Well, and truly. Hey, Ty, tell me about the bikes.
Look, anything from pre-1985 right back to, I think the oldest bike on display will be 1908. There's a gentleman coming from Adelaide with a 1918 Harley Davidson that's unrestored that he still rides.
My goodness.
There's several impressive private motorcycle collections in the town, and I've managed to persuade a few guys to bring their pride and joy out to put them on display. So variation from your classic 70s and 80s muscle bikes back to your 40s and 50s British bikes to the brass era veteran early 1900s bikes, dirt bikes, vintage motocross is very big now. It's become very popular.
Mm.
So trying to cater for a broad spectrum. And it's not all about show bikes. The bikes are the glue that bring everybody together. It's a common interest. So some bikes are unrestored as they've been dragged out of a barn or a shed. That's how we're going to present them, because people need to understand that that's what's out there, and it just gives a great cross-reference of what's in people's sheds and barns and whatnot around the area.
Ty, what time's it all kick off and how can we be part of it?
Okay, Saturday morning, 9 a.m, we open the doors. We run from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturday evening. And then on Sunday, we run from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. And at 2 p.m, there's a, I wouldn't say a trophy display, but there's some presentations and some awards. And in past years, we've had the mayor come in and do the presentations. He's a difficult man to pin down, but we'll get someone to do those awards. So the public are welcome from Saturday from 9 till 6 and Sunday from 9 till 2. And if they want to hang around and have a listen to the awards, they're quite welcome to. Friday afternoon is set-up day for the entrance. So from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. on Friday, we're in the area setting all the bikes up and getting everything ready to go for the public.
Ty, good luck this weekend, mate. I hope lots of people flock to what is going to be a sensational event, as it always is. Thanks for joining us this morning on the show.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.